It had seemed like hours since you were left here, at the entrance of this pit, staring down into its infinite blackness with a mixture of impatience and terrified apprehension. You stood there shivering, feeling the cool wind of dusk across your naked body. You had been covered in exotic oils and perfumes in preparation for your task. You were a sacrifice, being sent to appease the goddess of madness, the creature that came from the woods and gave nightmares to the men and women of your village. The warriors couldn't fight her. The shaman's spells did nothing to dissuade her. Every morning, a new person would awake, screaming about a tall, imposing woman covered in tentacles, draining the thoughts from their minds and replacing them with horrid, sinful fantasies. Sometimes their sanity would return in a few days. Sometimes they were too far gone to recover. The only thing left to try was to give her an offering, a sacrifice to keep her busy, while the rest of the village took their things and fled far away from the dark, thick forest that housed her and the seemingly endless pit that she would rest in during the day. As the village's outcast, you didn't have many close friends. So you felt it was your duty to volunteer for the job. You had always wanted to help, and now you could. And that's why you stood here at the edge of the abyss. Should you jump in? Should you try to run in some other direction? Maybe that could give the other people in your village that much more time to flee. Your thoughts come to a screeching halt as you feel something slimy wrap around one of your legs. You hear the faintest sound of soft laughter come from the pit, and your blood runs cold, and you immediately go stiff.
Who is this? What are you doing out here, so far from home?
More tentacles come forth from the pit. You look down at them and watch as they continue to wrap themselves around your legs. They're moist, but not cold. In fact, they're pleasantly warm. And they pulsate slowly, as they gently squeeze and release your legs ever so slightly. A thick black smoke emanates from them in an aura. You're simultaneously too mesmerized to turn away, and too terrified to even think about running. You hear her voice again.
What happened to your clothes? Humans don't usually run around naked, do they? Naughty thing.
You expected her to sound horrifying and demonic. But her voice was comforting. It was like a beautiful song that brought a wonderful buzzing to your ears and filled your brain with thoughts of soft things. Fluffy pillows and warm grass. It almost made you sleepy. You didn't want her to pass out. You just wanted to lie down and curl up. As more and more tentacles wrapped around you, you began to see her emerge from the depths. And your jaw dropped open at the sight. She was huge, at least 10 feet tall, maybe even taller. and covered in even more of the writhing, probing appendages. Partially obscured by the murky smoke was a flawless body, massive breasts, and a toned stomach that ended in impossibly thick thighs. You feel yourself getting aroused immediately at the sight of her.
Did you get lost? Or did you come all this way to find me? To present yourself?
Her face was utterly beautiful. A warm and inviting smile was on her lips, and her eyes also seemed friendly. But they had a quizzical look in them as she interrogated you. You stutter out a reply that you came to offer yourself to her. And this elicits a giggle that makes you feel bashful. No longer afraid for your life, you're now afraid of acting awkward in front of this pretty lady.
Are you having trouble speaking? There's a way for us to talk without you needing to use your words. Do you want to try that?
You nod, and she coos at you.
Just hold still for me. I promise this won't hurt you, little human.
One of the tentacles shoots up and wiggles its way into your ear. You're shocked, but she was right. It didn't hurt at all. It felt strange. Strange, but really, really good. Her eyes widen and she laughs out loud. You're embarrassed. But the feeling soon passes as you realize she isn't laughing at you. She's laughing with you.
A sacrifice. Did you think I was going to eat you? Oh, you poor silly thing.
She leaves her pit entirely and gets closer to you, kneeling down to stare into your eyes. Your chest and face get warm as she puts her lips a mere inch from yours. A voice fills your head as she melds your minds into one.
You do look like
a cute snack, though. I could
see why you'd be afraid of me gobbling you up.
A little peck on your lips causes you to go from rock hard to throbbing. Your cock leaking pre-cum onto the ground.
If your people want me to leave them alone,
I shall. But I know that you want me. I know that you wish to be my sacrifice.
You feel the tentacles around you pulse harder. They tease your cock slightly and probe ever so gently against your ass. You whimper, and your lustful thoughts and fantasies spill out of the depths of your mind.
Do you want me to make you go mad with pleasure, human? I will take your mind, but you won't need it, will you? Why would you need to think when your only purpose in life is to be teased and rubbed and drained and
slutty toys don't need thoughts in their pretty little heads. One of the tentacles glides across the head of your dick, and you moan out in needy agony.
I won't need anybody else. Just you.
I'll have you all to myself.
All of you. And you can have my body too.
That sounds so good, doesn't it, darling? You could be my pet.
Another kiss. This time, longer, but still gentle and soft.
I'll get rid of all those sad and angry thoughts in your head
and replace them with my soft, wiggly tentacles. I could fill you with nothing but good feelings and love. So much love.
You scream in your head at her. Yes, yes, please take me, please. And before you even have time to react, her lips plant forcefully against yours. Tentacles wrap tightly around your cock and begin to vibrate against it. Your behind is repeatedly poked and prodded by 3, 4. There's so many tentacles rubbing against your body now. You can't count them all. It feels so good.
Such a brave human. Giving yourself up to this big, scary mind flayer. Relax and take your reward. My beautiful, sweet little human.
More tentacles enter your head through your other ear, and even into your mouth from hers. Suddenly, you're thrust into vivid and lurid scenarios. Your wildest and most depraved sexual fantasy is coming to life around you. And they're all real. They're all happening. But that can't be right, can it?
If it feels this good, it might as well be real. Right, little human?
You're tied down and being ridden by a buxom woman, her tongue shoved down your throat, her hands running up and down your chest lovingly, tweaking your nipples. You are held from behind by a strong yet gentle and caring partner as she teases your cock and whispers praise and reassurance into your ear. She kisses and licks as her fingers expertly caress your shaft and glands. You're fucking a girl from behind, a collar around your neck, and a leash held in her hands as she moans and orders you to go faster. Your hips meeting her arms make the most gorgeous slapping sounds. You're bent over the knee of a tall, uniformed woman who squeezes your cock with her thighs and spanks you. She tells you that you're a pervert for getting hard and fucking her thighs while she spanks you. But she doesn't stop you. Instead, she tells you to go faster. Your cock is wrapped in soft soles as you desperately hold onto another woman's legs and fuck her feet. She reaches down and strokes your head, calling you her good little foot slut.
My good little foot slut.
You're held down by multiple beautiful girls who finger your ass and suck your cock, while another woman rides your face and moans in ecstasy. They say that you're perfect. You're fucked with a strap-on with your legs wrapped around your leather, with her lips pressing against your neck. She growls as the kiss turns into a bite, just enough to hurt, but not quite enough to pierce the skin. You're ridden reverse cowgirl, balls deep inside her tight asshole, thrusting up in desperation from the chair you're tied to. She tells you that good fuck toys don't move. They just moan. All of this is happening at once, somehow. Every scenario perfectly discernible from the other, yet completely independent. And throughout it all, you hear the Mind Flayer's voice as she praises you.
So naughty.
Just a warning looking human. A cute little creature that needs to be fucked crazy. You deserve to be felt crazy.
Faster.
You deserve to use your mind to endless and pleasure. Don't worry. Don't fight.
Don't
struggle.
Don't struggle.
Just relax and give in.
Give in
to all those things. More and more fantasies are thrust upon you, ones you hadn't even thought of before. A muscular woman riding you mercilessly and choking you. A trio of girls tickling you and edging you without any regard to your cries and whimpers. Your legs being held open and your cock milked repeatedly in front of an audience of leering women who cheer you on. Being sucked and fucked by some kind of strange machine, while a beautiful woman looks on with mild interest and makes notes, ignoring your moans and pleas for more stimulation. You need to come so bad. Why can't you come? Oh, you would give anything just to come. And then suddenly, all you see is the Mind Flayer's beautiful face. You feel her lips pressed against yours, her tentacles gently stroking your cheek. You're inside of her now. Her pussy is tight. Oh, goodness, it's so tight. And her tentacles are so deep inside of your ass. Your prostate is overwhelmed with stimulation. And then you hear the voice. That beautiful voice. You're going to come here soon. And when you do,
your mind
will be gone.
There's a little bit of apprehension left in you. But it's quickly shoved to the side by her voice, and the tentacles increasing the pressure against both sides of you.
Don't be afraid.
It won't hurt.
It'll feel good.
I promise.
All you have to do is come.
If your mouth wasn't filled with her tentacles, you would have screamed so loudly that the entire forest would have heard it.
Come for me, pet. Release your seed. Release your sanity. Give me everything.
And you come. Hard. Much harder than you ever thought possible. It's as if hundreds of thousands of orgasms rock through your body and send you into a fit of complete sexual ecstasy. And as she drains your cock, you feel the last bits of lucidity leave your mind. Your thoughts all drift away. You forget everything. Your name? What's a name? Why would you need a name? You're a fuck toy, aren't you? Yes. Yes, that's what you are. You've always been a fuck toy. A happy fuck toy. Lonely? You don't know what lonely means anymore. That's not a word. That was never a word. You were never alone. You never knew any other people. You were never alive or dead or awake or asleep or seeing or hearing or breathing. The only thing you ever knew was endless pleasure. Being used like a toy. Being milked and sucked, and fucked, and spanked, and choked, and tickled, and held,
and hugged and kissed. The only thing you know now is the Mind Flayer. The Mind Flayer who gently takes you into her abyss and massages your shaking, spasming body. Who leaves soft kisses all over your face and cradles you against her chest, cooing as she gently slides a tentacle up and down your sensitive cock, getting it ready to use you again. She's so soft, so gentle, so sexy, so safe. You love her. You love her so much. Her voice fills your head again. It's such a beautiful voice.
I love you too. Pet.